Monday is a day that people have been talking about for, well, I mean, you could say thousands of years, because when Christopher Columbus's people were writing down when all of the dates of the eclipse would be, they may have written down 2024, and that's what we're going to get. And it is a date that, sure, is significant, but it's made all the more significant because of the path of totality, which basically swaths right through this area, just south of London, as a matter of fact. And what is south of London? Well, Port Stanley. And what's happening in Port Stanley? Well, at Pierside Pub, we're going to be live on location on Monday, because Pierside Pub has become the place to be in this area. Brent Knowles joins us from Pierside Pub. Brent, how are things?
Oh, good, Mike. How are you?
I am outstanding. So give us an idea. I mean, we were at Pierside for Groundhog Day, and I always love Groundhog Day. Is it called Eclipse Day? Are you calling it Eclipse Day?
Well, we're going to treat it like a summer day. We're not going to have any emus or llamas or anything, but I don't know what we're calling it. Just national holiday in Port Stanley, I guess.
That's what it seems to be. It seems to be a national holiday everywhere. Everybody's got places to go. So, but we can go to Pierside, and everybody's going to have an opportunity, if they want to go out and maybe see what the outside is like as that path of totality sweeps by us?
Correct. We got our glasses ready. We were going to open at noon that day, but we've decided to open up earlier. We're going to open up for 10 because they expect lineups to start by like 10, like traffic jams and everything else coming into town. So we'll see.
That is wild. Okay. Well, I mean, that's something to take into consideration. If you are going somewhere, it's not like you can look and say, well, you know, Google says I can be there in about 36 minutes, so I'll leave 36 minutes before I want to get there. Yeah, may have to get there pretty early on Monday, and we could see some lineups on the roads. We're certainly going to have a lot of traffic updates, but Brent, we're going to be there broadcasting live. I am so looking forward to this because it's just one of those events where people seem to want to gather. It's wild.
Yeah, it's going to be a really, really great day. I've had so many calls, probably well over 200 to 300, asking if we're taking reservations, and we're not. We're just first come, first serve, you know, try and get as many people in there as we can till we get the capacity, and then we'll just say, hey, there's the beach.
Exactly. Well, hey, we can be there with a whole lot of our closest friends who we'll make that day, but you're saying get there as early as you can. You guys are opening at 10 a.m.
Yes, and we're going to have specials on food and drinks. Everyone that comes in is getting a pair of glasses. We've got lots of giveaways. It's going to be a great day. And we got live music. We've got a DJ as well.
Oh, okay. And when does the DJ start?
He'll be starting in the afternoon.
Good stuff.
The most important thing is you're going to be there. So.
I don't know if that's the most important thing, but yeah, we're going to be there taking in the fun. That's for sure. Brent, can't wait for Monday, and I think I've just set my clock to leave a little earlier than I was going to based on the number of calls that you are getting. Wow, that's crazy. Yeah. So we'll see you Monday. I may have hiked from a parking spot, I don't know, 2K away.
I got you covered, Mike. You can park right at my house.
All right, I appreciate that. Brent, we'll see you on Monday. Can't wait.
Sounds good. Thanks. Have a great day, everybody.
That's Brent Knowles from Pierside Pub in Port Stanley. 200 to 300 calls already asking if you can make a reservation, and you're going to find this if you're thinking about trying to make reservations somewhere. Yeah, probably it is going to be just a first-come, first-serve kind of day, and that's what we've got. But join us at Pierside Pub. Port Stanley is right in that path of totality. If you want to be a part of this and talk about it, tell the kids, tell the grandkids, tell the great-grandkids one day, this is the way to do it. So join us on Monday. We'll be there. I'll be there, obviously, before 3 o'clock, but certainly we're on the air between 3 and 6 o'clock at Pierside.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.